number for information is 291-1122.
Hey, good morning, gang. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. And this week, 45 years ago, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, formerly the Woodstock Festival or the Aquarian Exposition, was simply known as Woodstock. It was billed as an Aquarian Exposition, 3 days of peace and music held at Max Yasger's 600-acre dairy farm in the Catskills near the hamlet of White Lake in the town of Bethel, New York. From August 15th through the 18th, 1969, actually 43 miles southwest of the town of Woodstock, New York. Of course, it's become known as the greatest concert ever held, 3 days of peace and music and mud. For the remainder of the week, we'll be spotlighting music from that great festival. We're going to actually start off in this first set hearing a snippet of an interview I did with Richie Havens back in 2010, talking about his when he was asked to perform at that first performance for the festival. But let's get things kicked off. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. We start Woodstock Week here on the Caravan.
Well, I came upon the child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Tell me, where are you?" Said, "I'm going down to Yasker's farm, gonna join in a rock and roll band. Got to get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stars, we are golden, we are big.
Back to the God.
Everybody's ground, getting comfortable now. Starting to fit just right. Sit there. Look at all those people around you. Get acquainted. Have a smoke.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay? Elliot from Harvard. The hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away. Louis Pitnick, your brother is in the Paulsburg police station.
Number nine.
Well, yeah, what happened was the places to drop off your instruments if you were playing in a show, and they were going to wheel them out to the 7 miles away, and they couldn't get 2 seconds away.
All right.
From getting there. And so I had the least instruments. I had 2 guitars, 2 conga drums, my conga drum player and my guitar player and myself, the 3 of us. They said, we're trying to get everybody out there. We can't get to the fields at all. So someone comes back to the hotel where the headquarters were, and they said, what about that farmer down the road with the bubble helicopter? So they ran and they called him, and he said, I'll take it over for you. You know, we started packing, which wasn't, it would all fit, even though it was a lot for 4 of us in there, and that's how I got to the field. Upon arriving at the field, I was looking down at a Neiman painting. You know, the guy who did all the dots and the football players, and he was doing his showing the characters and the figures of sports through a painting in that sense. And I went, wow, this is something else. And then the first call came. My friend who ran the thing says, Richie, would you go on now? It looks like we're not getting any more people down here. So
what time of day was this?
That was about, I would say, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, it went on for, you know, your set went on for like nearly 3 hours?
2 hours, 45 minutes. But that's the another part of the story is that the guy who owned it, the helicopter, was asked to take the next band over, and he looked at all this thing. He says, how do you expect me to get that in my little... He said, good night, guys. And he left. So I really was the only one set trapped on the stage, too, with Tim Harden. He was pretty close to the field. And amazing, just amazing. We made it over, and here we were helping them, you know, put it together in the sense of, what are they going to do, period? And so he finally convinced me to go on stage. That was at the mark of what each player was supposed to play. It was a 40-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have anybody else to come. So the first thing that happened is that we got there with mouth on the co-rehearsed to go to the stage, which was never finished. They built it right behind us on that beat. And so I went on and did 40 minutes, and I turned around and coming back. Many times the way I looked on those big pictures, there's some reverse of the stage. That was very close to my 6th time. They said, hey, Richie, 4 more songs. I said, guys, I don't almost know any more songs. They said, I came back to the stage, still playing the end of the previous song. I walked back to the stage, and it was a kind of a up kind of beat. And so I started, kept the beat going. I started talking about what we were doing there and how we were coming together. And I don't see any problems, do you? Kind of thing,
right.
You know? What do we really have here? It's not a bunch of college kids. It never was. There were 25% under 14 and 25% under 60. And I'm saying, and in between is all of us, everywhere, every from top to bottom. It was families, grand families, and, you know, things like that. They had been doing their thing a week before it even started. They were tents all over the field. Well, this was the time when they switched over, and that's how we all got there. 550,000 people were there the first time when I went up. That was at 6:30 that night. That was the first to go on stage. And
well, what were your thoughts seeing that many people, I mean, in front of you? I mean, that was just unprecedented, you know?
Yeah, I was hoping that we were showing the right thing that we really felt, the right things. And consequently, I was right. People were just there to be people. They weren't there to be a hippie or a groupie or none of that really planned itself out as this is what this occasion is. It was like, hey, I'm part of this education. And that's when we got more sophisticated right on the field at that point. He said, just one more. And I said, okay, that's it. So I got him and sitting back there, and I started using that pumping kind of thing. And the first thing I said was, this is the freedom we always wanted. I started singing freedom, just the word, and the audience got into it, and then all of a sudden, Motherless Child pops out of my mouth. I hadn't sung that song, I haven't sung it since I was like 12 or 14.
Really? Wow.
It's a religious song, and so some people would say, which didn't say I'm religious, but it gave the impression of, we are all in the same soup.
On the guitar of Mike Free. Guitar mic. Like I'm almost
I weren't afraid you'd laugh at me, I would run and take all of your hands in. I'll gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered I'll guess what untowed they'd say. Beautiful people, oh, you never have to be alone, cause there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. Well, that's gotta tell you something. We got so much in common. I go the same direction you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time said it here and now. I make a vow that sometime, somehow, I'll have a meeting, invite everyone you know. I'll pass out buttons for the ones who come to show. Beautiful people, ever have to be alone, because there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful, wet people too. And if you take care of him, well then maybe he'll take care of you, cause all of the beautiful people do, and I'm a beautiful, wet people too.
Melody. Well.
Birthday of the rain. If I never said goodbye to all that I've known, I would never be alone. But still, I will not cry. No, I'm not finished yet. So smirk from your eye, because
Night music from the first evening of the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, Bethel, New York, 1969, celebrating the 45th anniversary this weekend. That was Melanie doing Birthday of the Sun, preceded by My Beautiful People. And then we heard Richie Havens doing Freedom, the opening from the closing of the opening set of Woodstock. And then a few minutes with Richie Havens, the late, great Richie Havens, who passed away about a year and a half ago now, close to a year and a half ago, talking about his performance at Woodstock. You're listening to The Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. We are reliving Woodstock acoustic performances on this first day. Let's go back to the stage with Joan Baez.
I'd like to sing you a song called Sweet Sir Galahad about my brother-in-law who has very long hair, and he married my sister Mimi after the death of her husband a few years back, Richard Farina, whom some of you remember.
Sweet Sir Galahad came in through the window in the night when the moon was in the yard. Took her hand in his and shook the long hair from his neck, and he told her she'd been working much too hard. It was true that ever since the day her crazy man had land of poets' pride, she laughed and talked a lot with new people on the block, but always at evening time she cried. And here's to the dawn of their days. La la. Of all the hours I waited for the day when I'd no longer cry. I get myself to work by 8, but oh, was I born too late? Do you think I'll fail at every single thing I try? Lines of a smile erase the tear tracks apart. her face, a smile that could linger, even stay. Sweet Sir Galahad went down with his gay bride of flowers, the prince of the hours of her lifetime. And here's to the dawn of their days, of their days.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the draft resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap. He's a drugstore truck driving man, and he's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after three. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. And if he don't like me, he don't understand.
He's a drugstore truck-driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He's got him a house on the hill, and he can play country records till you've had your fill. And he's a lawman's friend, he's an all-night DJ. Sure don't think much like the records he plays.
He's a drugstore truck driving man.
He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He don't like resistance, I know, and he said it last night on a big TV show. He's got him a medal that he won in the war. Weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps by the door.
He's a drugstore truck driving man.
He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around,
we'll be lucky to get out of town.
We'll be lucky to get out of town.
I'd like to sing you a song that is one of my husband David's favorite songs. Anyway, this is an organizing song, and I was happy to find out that after David had been in jail for 2.5 weeks, he already had a very, very good hunger strike going with 42 federal prisoners, none of whom were draft people, so...
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. Bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, Joe, I didn't die. And standing there, as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. Now, it's going to be good food, and we're going to get it to you. It's not just the hog farm either. It's everybody. We're all feeding each other. We must be in heaven, man. There is always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. Now, there's a guy up there, some hamburger guy, that had his stand burned down last night. But he's still got a little stuff left. And for you people that still believe that, you know, capitalism isn't that weird, you might help him out and buy a couple of hamburgers. Okay. Okay, here it comes. Mess call. Gently, there'll be plenty for everybody. Yes.
That's it. Give him that kosher bacon there.
Ellen Heyman to the front. Jim McLean, please go to the pink and white tent hospital as soon as possible. And kissing builds up your mouth.
We're over this way.
Bugsy to the pink and white tent. Keep feeding each other. And if you're too tired to chew, pass it on.
Hey man, I just gotta say that you people have gotta be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. 3 days, man, 3 days. We just love you. We just love you.
God knows.
Tell them who we are.
They don't know if you just sing.
Hello, Tess, 4965, Hike.
Gee.
getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I'm lonely. I am yours.
You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
A little less bottom end on the guitar, please.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I'm not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
Yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever, baby. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
Yes, and I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
Hard. And you make it
hard.
And you make it
hard. Friday evening, Sunday. What have you got to lose? Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is? Listen to the baby. It's my heart that's set to die. That's what I have to
do. I've got an answer. What have I got to lose? Will you come see me Thursdays and Saturdays?
Hey.
What have you got to lose? Thank you.
chestnut brown canary, ruby-throated sparrow. Sing a song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Lacy little dingy, ring around the moonlight, asking me, say she's so free. How can you catch the sparrow? Lacy little tingly reed, losing love, lamenting. Change my life, make it right. Be my lady. Thank you.
As she turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor, there I lay anchored for a day. Guinevere had golden like yours, lady, like yours, streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circled endlessly and sing in silent harmony. We both shall be free
ago, we'll come into this life, son of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door, and he worked like the devil to be more. Kind of poverty now upsets me so. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I want to know, why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven her away? Is she gone? I see that it is empty and there's devils in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I catch myself just wishing that my life would cease.
We'd like to do a medley of our hit.
You all right, lad?
Yeah, roughly.
It's late at night. You've really been fantastic waiting for all these people. Wow.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through Pimmerapper skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All aboard the train. All aboard the train. Just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train from Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my colored cottons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Strange remembers we can wear at home. You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All aboard the train. All aboard the train. All aboard. Yeah.
Ah, flashing back to 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Festival. We heard performances this hour by Richie Havens, Melanie, Joan Baez, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Actually, that Crosby, Stills, and Nash set, four tracks there. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes that featured the three of them, Guinevere, David Crosby number, 4 and 20, Stephen Stills, and the Graham Nash number, Marrakesh Express. Joan Baez did Joe Hill, also Drugstore Truck Driving Man, along with a little help from Jeffrey Shurtleff, and Joan did Sweet Sir Galahad. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on today's show is on our website, krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon, it's E-Town. And at 1 o'clock, it's an encore edition of The Exchange with Cheryl Castile. We revisit Cheryl's hour-long talk with musician Daniel Kulik. Again, I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll sink our toes into some 45-year-old mud here on the caravan.